At the gym where I work out, we have row machines. They simulate rowing a boat. And on this row machine, you can increase or decrease the resistance. Fortunately for me, there's not a setting that says tempestuous storm and winds. If there were, I'm pretty certain I would never set the dial to that setting. And the same goes for life and ministry. We would never voluntarily row into a storm. So sometimes Jesus has to send us into one. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." And then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. Here's one truth we learn about Jesus. He will send his disciples into difficult situations. Not all ministry is as fun and as exciting as miraculously feeding 5,000 people, which is what the disciples had just experienced. Sometimes Jesus gives us difficult tasks, and we are to be trustingly obedient. In other words, when the winds and storms are against you, and when you know you are obedient to God's word, keep on rowing. We wouldn't normally put ourselves in these situations, so God does in order that we might learn to trust him. So we should love the Lord for this because he is increasing our faith in him. When it's dark and the waters are rough, which is exactly how the world can be, we can be assured that Jesus has not taken his eyes off of us. So how should we live in light of this truth? Keep rowing. Keep being joyfully obedient. Even when that means there's sweat on your brow and it seems that you're being knocked off course, keep rowing because Jesus is up to something. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. Also remember the Ashaninka LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Peru.